All right. So was it in 1984 then, St. Louis Cardinals TV play-by-play?
TV. It was a new cable network. It was called Sports Time. They were going to do about 50-some games. I was already doing soccer for them, so they kind of rolled that into a new contract. I had never had an agent before. They said, you know, do you have somebody that can do a contract for you and we'll look at it and everything? Well, a great friend of mine was John O'Connor, who later would serve as Oklahoma Attorney General several years ago. Mm-hmm. John and I and his wife, Lucia and Debbie, we've been great friends for a number of years. John drew up my first ever broadcast contract in the spring of 1984. I would end up getting an agent about a year or two after that, and I've had one ever since. I've had two agents in, 40 years. That's how I got started with the Cardinals. And John, opening day 1984, I'll never forget it. It was at Dodger Stadium. Beautiful, sunny, Southern California afternoon. And the Cardinals were playing the Dodgers. About a half hour before the game, I'm sitting in the booth contemplating what I'm about to do, my first Major League Baseball game. It suddenly struck me that two booths over to the left, about 20 feet away, sat Jack Buck. Next to me in the booth over there, the Dodgers radio booth, you know, some legendary guys, that Ross Porter, who was an Oklahoma guy, was in that booth. And then maybe 6 feet away from me on the other side of the wall sits Vin Scully. I'm 31 years old, a kid from the streets of South St. Louis, and I'm sitting there looking out over Dodger Stadium, which will have 56,000 people in it by opening pitch, and I'm saying, oh my God, what are you doing here? And I said, you know, I kind of said a little prayer, please, Lord, don't let me screw this up. And I guess it went okay. Willie McGee hit a homer. My best friend on the Cardinals at that time, Daryl Porter, their catcher, he hit a home run. Ozzie Smith was on that team. They beat the Dodgers 11-7. Beat Fernando Valenzuela on that day. Wow. And that was my first day in the big leagues, and it's an afternoon I'll never forget.
Who was with you in the booth? You did play.
Mike Shannon, who worked with Jack. Yep. When Mike was on TV with me, it was the first three innings. For the middle three innings, he would go over to radio and work with a guy the Cardinals hired that year named Red Rush, who was an older, established Major League radio announcer. Jack Buck would come over for the middle three innings and work with me. So here I am sitting with my teenage hero broadcaster, who, you know, because I used to pretend I pretended I was Jack up on those ramps at Busch Stadium. Jack's with me for three innings. He, of course, takes over and does the play-by-play. And I'm supposed to be Jack Buck's analyst. What am I going to add to the game when Jack Buck is doing play-by-play? But, you know, he was good to me. You know, he'd engage me in conversation about things here and there. And I remember one night the Cardinals were playing the Astros and Nolan Ryan was pitching. And we didn't have radar guns back then. You know, people were estimating how hard a guy's throwing. We were in St. Louis. And Jack said, you know, we were talking about how hard this guy throws. And Nolan Ryan, if you dug in too far, he'd throw one right at your left ear and get you out of there like Bob Gibson used to. And Jack said, well, Bob, he goes, how hard do you think this guy's throwing? You know, he's kind of testing me a little bit to see what I might say. And I said, Jack, I don't know for sure because we don't have a radar gun. I'm going to say he's throwing the ball 95 miles an hour. Jack Buck looked at me like I had two heads because we had no record of any. Bob Feller, in previous decades with the Cleveland Indians, there were rumors that he could throw high 90s, maybe 100, but nobody knew. Years later, Nolan Ryan was throwing harder than 95, so he probably was throwing 95 in 1984. You know, but Jack, he would ask me certain questions here and there and converse with me on the air, put me to the test a little bit. But that's what I did that first year. I was on the air with Mike Shannon for six innings and Jack Buck for three.
Let me just interject an experience I had, because after I was here at KRMG for about 6 months, I went to KMOX.
And I had only been here that long?
Right. And I went to KMOX, and then I was on in the afternoon. Bob Costas was
He was young, just out of Syracuse.
Just out of Syracuse, yeah. Right. And I'll never forget, Jack Buck was in another studio. And he came all the way over to where I was, extended his hand, and he says, welcome, nice to have you here.
That's Jack.
And I have never forgotten that. How sweet that was.
Jack was actually the sports director of KMOX along with his duties with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
I thought you had been here longer before you got that KMOX opportunity, because I remember you telling me you got up there and it just wasn't what you were looking for.
After 2 weeks of saying this is KMOX St. Louis, it was all gone. I didn't need it anymore.
Well, we were really glad you came back to Tulsa. And John, you know, I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but I moved here in 1976. What year was your last year?
76.
You were my voice of Tulsa for all those years, because I always wanted to be the sports director at KRMG really bad. And 1 year, Jim Back called me and offered me that job, but I was already doing all this other stuff, and I just couldn't let go of all that TV I was doing. But I just want you to know, from my standpoint, because I'm sure you do this as an announcer, you listen to other voices you hear on the radio or on TV. Certain ones don't grab you, but certain ones just grab you and take you along for the ride. And you were that guy for me. And I just want to salute you for that, because you were my soundtrack of Tulsa for the first 30 some years I was here.
Thank you. That's nice of you to say.